Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifted me higher.
Welcome back to 17th of the hour. That's Jackie Wilson bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is theageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, that's with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, our good friend, chief economist for the NFIB, purveyor of the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, the gold standard for small business sentiment. I don't know what we'd do without Bill and his work and the good folks there at the NFIB. Bill, thanks again for being here. Should point out that we talked about the labor creation, the job creation earlier. You know, when you're kind of maxed out like this, it's sort of like when the sentiment is so high, if you have a down month, you say, yeah, sentiment's down, but down to what? It's still high performance. Right.
Absolutely, and just because we have a hard time hiring people, and therefore the job number isn't so good, doesn't mean we're not optimistic. So we're optimistic. We keep trying to hire. The plans to hire hit a record high. The job openings number hit a record high, but we weren't able to fill those positions, and so we keep trying. So we're very optimistic, and we know that if we can just fill the spot, we can produce more stuff.
Why do you think capital spending was down?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure about that at all. I'm going to wait to see what happens this month with the numbers.
Yeah. I wonder if anything, and now we're just noodling around the edges, right? I mean, things are going so great. We're kind of picking at trying to find out what's going on around the edges. But I wonder if any of this is small businesses still not sure how their taxes are going to be treated this year. I still think that there's some reticence by business owners, not maybe not even consciously. They're not saying, I'm not going to invest or I'm not going to hire until I know. It's just a kind of a subconscious concern about it. What do you think?
Yeah, it could be a worrisome thing about the outlook, but the expected business conditions number didn't change much, so they still are pretty optimistic about where the economy is going to be. It did fade a point, but that's nothing. It's still very, very high, 34%. I think business conditions will be better 6 months from now than they are today. So that takes us into the first part of 19. So they're looking good. Sales expectations did fade a little bit, but that shouldn't really affect short-term capital spending. So we'll have to look at that and see what's going on with that.
Well, one of the things, though, that's going on is that's got to be affecting the overall performance of these companies is the with the job market so tight, these companies have got to start realizing, if they aren't already, that their key people are in play. Their key people could be in trouble. And I wonder if we're not going to start seeing maybe a little bit of a profitability drop down as companies start paying their key people more to preempt them from being poached. I really think this is a potential reportable event coming up over the next year or so. What do you think, Bill?
Yeah, that's probably going to happen. I mean, we're already seeing our firms reporting increases in compensation at a record high rate. So we're doing it, so we're trying to keep our people and, of course, attract the ones that we need. And, with the labor market so tight, we didn't get an increase in the participation rate. So basically that means when somebody succeeds in hiring, you poached a spot from somebody
else.
That's
right.
So you created a job opening over there, and you filled yours. So that's nice for compensation.
That's basically the definition of zero sum, isn't it?
Exactly. So we really need more people to enter the labor force. And the participation rate is still 2 percentage points. That's, of, 100 million people, so to speak. 2 percentage points below where it was you know, in 2007. So if we got 1 percentage point increase in the participation rate, that'd go a long way to helping us fill those positions.
Right. Well, and hopefully that'll trickle in as the if we continue to have another year or so of a strong economy.
And paying more. I mean, it'll attract people in. You can make a lot of money now. So you can make $200,000 a truck driver if you want to do that.
Yeah. Which is going to affect profitability for a while. One of the things that I'm really noticing though is how the number of people who say they're not interested in a loan in your survey is continuing to creep down a little bit. It was as high as 57% during the last decade. Now it's closer to 50%. I mean, that tells me that people are saying we can no longer grow with our internal capital. We've got to borrow money. More people are saying that. What do you think? That's a watershed, isn't it?
That's increasing. Yeah, and interest rates are still historically pretty low. Even though we set another record in terms of the percentage who report profits are rising, they're going to start using more financing because they're becoming more interested in longer term stuff. Like, good time to expand your business is up at a record high level. Well, that's more than just buying a piece of equipment.
Right.
You know, so that requires some bigger financing. That's, you know, getting another building or, you know, making big investments. And those are typically financed, not internally, but with some help from the local community bank.
I was glad to see that people are starting to be able to raise prices a little bit. Bill, and a survey that we conducted ourselves, our listeners, our readers, are saying they're able to raise their prices. That's good news, isn't it?
Sure is. You know, when demand is that strong, you know, you're not so afraid of losing the customer, and you raise prices, and that goes to your bottom line.
Absolutely. So that's a lot of good news, folks. A lot of reason, justification for this increase in optimism. Quick break. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.